I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Famine and gang violence continue to plague Haiti. All of this continues in the face of severe drought. Roseline DeHart with For Haiti with Love.
There are children dying of hunger. Malnutrition is very high in Haiti right now. And there hasn't been rain in the country for 3 or 4 months now. And you need rain to plant for the food to grow.
The organization Feed My Starving Children gave For Haiti with Love a container of nutritional rice packets. However, the container is in Pennsylvania, and the cost to get it to Haiti is $12,000.
Pray for Haiti for peace, a change in Haiti, so it will get better. I know it can with God. And pray that we will be able to get the money to send the shipment down there so we can help the people.
And people in war-torn Ukraine rely on cell phones to stay connected, when they're charged, that is. Russian missiles have taken out over half the power grid. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock.
I've even seen a generator out on the street with at least 10 to 20 utility strips chained together, and everyone on the street stopping to charge their phones so they could stay connected in for an update on what's happening with the fighting. Churches show me just a massive number of phones and tablets that are being charged. One of the greatest connection points for people is to stay connected with their friends and family in different locations, make arrangements to flee when they need to find out the news on how things are proceeding.
SGA is helping Ukrainians distribute solar-based battery systems with Gospel Hope, and you can help at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.